Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. When Jesus first asked Peter to follow him, it was an external following. Peter began to follow Jesus because of the profound attraction. He did not calculate the risk, weigh the options, or even consult himself. He simply followed Jesus at his word. I am sure Jesus certainly appreciated Peter's commitment to follow him, but Jesus knew this commitment lacked conviction and repentance, and this man would deny him one day. Then towards the end of the Gospel of John, Jesus is now asking Peter for an internal sacrifice and yielding. Peter was quick to accept and quick to deny because the work of the Holy Spirit was absent in the life of Peter and the rest of the disciples. But then he ended all of his self-sufficiency. There was no part of himself he would ever rely on again. In this state of destitution, he was finally ready to receive all that the risen Christ had for him. The crux of the matter is, no matter what changes or miracles God has performed in you, never rely on them. Beware, believer, do not downsize God to mere intellect and feelings you have about Him, but build your life on the solid foundation of the person and the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ and on the Spirit He gives. Our promises and resolutions often end in denial because we have no power to accomplish them. When we come to the end of ourselves, not merely, but morally and mentally and completely, we are able to receive the Holy Spirit and the power He brings to our life. Today, receive and rejoice in Jesus. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Remember, my friends, the power of resurrected Christ is our power to overcome, power to prevail, and power to progress. Shall we pray? Precious Lord, holy and righteous are you, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. Help us, Lord, to follow you, not cautiously nor carefully, but closely, knowing you intimately. Empower us, Spirit of God, by the riches of your grace and goodness, that we may live and love like Jesus, in whose powerful name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.